Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Zayin. We left off on daf Pei Vavim Beis. We are at the two dots. We raced all the way to the two dots yesterday. Okay, Mevayish as Hasuma. So the Mishnah had said that if you're Mevayish, a blind person, it was one of the people listed at the beginning of the Mishnah. If you're Mevayish, either a naked person or a blind person or a sleeping person, that you are Chayiv. So says the Gemara. Masnisin delok Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Suma in lo boshes. The Rabbi Yehuda held Suma in lo boshes. So what we see in our Mishnah that if you're mevayish a Suma, apparently he does feel some sense of embarrassment because you're chayiv when you're embarrassed a Suma. V'kachay Rabbi Yehuda poter mechayavei golios, mechayavei malkios, mechayavei misos beizdin. And Rabbi Yehuda would also pater them from mechayavei golios, mechayavei malkios, and mechayavei misos beizdin. So if you look at Rashi, the lok Rabbi Yehuda damer suma in la boshes and biyish chaveiro pater, that Rabbi Yehuda says a suma doesn't have any boshes. And notice that if you're mevayish somebody else, if he's mevayish somebody else, he's pater. Umas nisan katani yashan shabiyesh pater besuma lo tanahachi hilkach suma chayiv. And the Mishnah says that makes a distinction between a sleeping person, whether a sleeping person is mevayish somebody else, or gets embarrassed. Right? The Mishnah had said that on the list of people that you're chayiv for embarrassing is a sleeping person, but a sleeping person embarrasses somebody else, he's pater. Whereas the Mishnah made no such distinction by a suma, implying that a suma is going to be pater in both directions. If he embarrasses someone else, or if you embarrass him, you're going to be pater. So says the Gemara Vayter, my time at the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Gomer einecha einecha me'edim zammin, because he learns out the words einecha einecha from edim zammin. Ma hasam sumin lo. Afhacha sumin lo, just like by Edom Zomim, sumin are excluded. So too over here, sumin are also excluded. Mechayavi Golios Titania below Raos Prat Lasuma Div Rabbi Yehuda. That we know that he's not going to be Chayav Golios. The Suma is also going to be Pater from Chayav Golios because the pasuk says that obuchal oven asher yamos ba below ra'os v'yipal la v'yamos v'hulo oyev lo v'lom v'akesh ra'aso, that it talks about how the person gets killed in order to be chayiv galus. So it talks about someone who gets killed b'shogeg, so we dash him below ra'os, and Rashi says mash mashuhu ro b'makom acher. I mean, the whole point is, the implication is that the guy who's doing the accidental killing, this time he does it below Ra'os. But generally speaking, he is Ro'a. Generally speaking, he's able to see. It's just with this particular case, he didn't see. So in that case, the implication of the pasuk therefore is that a suma would not be Chayiv Galus. Rameir Omer L'Rabbos says Asuma. No, Rameir says below Ra'os. Comes to be Marba Asuma. Comes to tell me that even if it's below Ra'os, even if it's someone who's not a seeing person, he's going to be Chayiv Galus. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Sam L'cha Va'asher Yavo Esre'ehu B'ya'ar Lachto Ve'tzim Va'afilu Suma. That someone who comes upon his friend in the forest to chop wood, that implies even a Suma. Kas V'rachmana below Ra'os L'mu'utei. Meaning, since the pasuk prior to that was speaking in a more general term and it sounded like it was including everybody, even a suma, so what does the word below ra'os come to do? Must be that it's coming to exclude a suma, coming to tell me that a suma is not included in chiyuv galus. Rameir would say, kas rachmana below ra'os l'mu'utei, v'kas rachmana bivli da'as l'mu'utei. That ain't a chinami, below ra'os sounds like a miut, but the pasuk also says, bivli das, right? The pasuk says, v'zed var rotzech asher yanus shama v'chay asher yaka esrei ehu bivli das. Who's the guy that goes to galus? Someone who killed his friend, bivli das. So bivli das is also a miut. And whenever you have miut achar miut, miut achar miut al l'rabos. Whenever you have a miut achar miut, so a miut achar miut is always coming to be marbe something. So since the default position initially was to include a suma, and then we had a miut which implied that we should exclude a suma, then we had another miut, so a miut achar miut comes to be marbe, so we include a suma. So Rabbi Yehuda, hahu bivli das prat l'miskavin hudas. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, that bivli das comes to exclude someone who's having kavana. It doesn't come to exclude a suma. It's a different kind of miyut. It's a miyut working on a different element of the case. So that's how we know that that's where Rabbi Yehuda. So basically, we're working on where Rabbi Yehuda gets all of his dinim about a suma. So we know Rabbi Yehuda holds a dinim about a suma that there's no boshes, but also that he's pater from galus, malchios, and misos beisdin. So that's where we see that he's pater from galios. So chayavim misos beisdin. How do I know that he's pater from misos beisdin? We learn that from Chayavi Galios. So Chayavi Galios serves as a source both for itself and for Chayavi Mises Beisdin. Chayavi Malkios, Asya Rasha Rasha, Chayavi Mises Beisdin. So basically it's a domino effect. That once we have a drasha to tell me that the Summa is going to be Pata from Galos, we then have a variety of drashas to link Galos to Mises Beisdin and Mises Beisdin to Malkios to tell me that they are that they are Pater. Now if you look at Tosos, the little Tosfos, ve'in miyut achar miyut el l'rabos, right? So Tosfos commenting on the Gemara, where the Gemara says that a double miyut always comes as a riboy, says Tosfos, tema, I don't get how this works. Lo lecht of shum miyut, umimele is rabbi. What do you mean, ve'in miyut achar miyut el l'rabos? What did we say the pasuk originally sounded like? Originally, we have a pasuk that sounds like a summa is included. So then we have first miyut, which would sound like he's excluded. And the second miyut would make it l'rabo, so therefore he'd be included. So fractosos don't have any of the miyutim, and you're back to square one anyway. Meaning when you have two miyuts, it's the same thing as having no miyut at all. So v'chein yesh l'akshos gabe ein riboy acham riboy el l'mayit. And he says, and the same would be in the reverse, obviously, as well. That if you assume, if the default position would have been assumed to be mima'it, so then you have a double riboy, what does that add when you have a double riboy, an extra miyut? So it's a very important methodological question that Tosos raises over here, in terms of how we understand this midah, shatar and jashva, and this idea of ein miyut acham miyut, El Rabbos. So if the Mitzvah Eisan in the back of the Gemara comments on this Tosfos as follows. He said, he points out, first of all, V'chein Hikshu HaTosfos M'Menachos. Tosfos M'Menachos asks the same exact kasha, Ubiyuma, and Misachos Ubiyuma Kasu, the Rabbi Shmuel Mitaretz, Deshema Havi Mima'atinan, Mikoch Shum Drasha, O Kal V'Chomer, O Binyanav. That had you not had the Miyut Achar Miyut, the Rabbos, maybe you're right. The Pashup Shana Pasuk, just reading the Pasuk straight, sounds like we would have been Marbe anyway. We would have included a Summa anyway. But that at least would have left the possibility open to look for a drasha where we're going to try to be Mimait. So maybe we would have tried to come up with something to go ahead and be Mimait. So the Miyut Achar Miyut comes to tell us, don't bother looking for any other drasha to be Mimait, because the Miyut Achar Miyut very clearly comes to tell us to be Marbe. So, Lahach Yitzruch Miyut Achar Miyut L'Rabbos. So that's our Rabbeinu Shmuel answers in Maseches Yuma. Va'odiyesh Lomar, says the Mitzvah Eson, you have another possibility, based on something that the Gra writes in Parshas Chukas, that the reason why we have a concept of miyut achar miyut and not just straight up a riboy, shemiyut hasheni eino oker hamiyut arishon legamri rak shemar b'ktsas, because the second miyut doesn't totally uproot the first miyut. It's just marba a little bit, meaning there's still some sort of limitation. So essentially what the Gra writes is that there's a big difference between just having a riboy in the pasuk and having a miyut achar miyut in order to be marba in the pasuk. Miyut achar miyut, it's sort of like klal prad klal, where it's ke'ena prad, meaning even if you're going to include other things, but still the prad is in some way limiting. So over here also, when you have a miyut achar miyut, the first miyut, although in the end we're going to be marbe, but the first miyut is still in some way limiting. We're not going to include everything. Obviously the challenge of accepting that gra is you're going to have to find what the limitation is in each case, but it certainly answers Tosas kasha, because Tosas says, what do you need the miyut achar miyut for? Anyway, we know to be marba. Yeah, but anyway, you would have been marba without limitations. Now that you have miyut achar miyut, you're marba, but you're marba with some limitations. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tanya Idach, Rabbi Yudah Mar Suma in Loboshes. Rabbi Yudah says Suma in Loboshes. Chain Hayer Rabbi Yehuda Potro Mikol Dinim Shabbat Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the Summa not only doesn't have Boshes, Rabbi Yehuda patters the Summa from all Dinim in the Torah. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda to say that he's patter from everything? Amar Kra Vishaftu Eida Ben Amako Ven Gol Adam Al Mishpatim Eila. Pasuk says that Vishaftu Eida Ben Amako the Al Mishpatim Eila. We darshin Kol Shiyeshno Ben Amako BeGol Adam Yeshno Ben Mishpatim. Apparently, the Torah itself links the Makkah and the Gol Adam with Mishpatim in general. So we darshan that anyone who's included in Makkah and Goel Adam, meaning we just excluded a Suma, according to Rabbi Yehuda, from Chayav Yemisus Beisdin and from Chayav Egalios. So anyone who's included in Makkah and Goel Adam would be included in all Mishpatim. The Suma is not included in all Mishpatim. So since he's not included in Makkah and Goel Adam, Kol Sheinu B'Makkah B'Goel Adam, Einu B'Mishpatim. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda darshins that he's part of from all dinim in the Torah. If you look at Tosos, Chayim Rabbi Yehuda Potter, we call it dinim Shabbat Torah, and just keep in mind, dinim at this point at least means dinim mamonis, meaning he's part of from all chiyuvim in the Torah. The Makkah Gol Adam Mishpatim relates to chiyuvim that relate to mamon. We're going to get to what his status is in mitzvos in a moment, but at this point we're still only in the area of dinim. So if you look at Tosos, Chayim Rabbi Yehuda Potro, we call dinim Shabbat Torah, says Tosos Tema, Imkein my area the Pater Rabbi Yehuda Beboshes Lael. So what's the big deal that Rabbi Yehuda pattered from Boshes previously? V'lam li gzer shava de enecha enecha. Why do we need a gzer shava ve enecha enecha? So v'nir l'ri, shel besov chazer bo Rabbi Yehuda, mimasha ye potro mi Boshes levai, kishamasa drosha le potro mi misa v'galus. Meaning, originally, Rabbi Yehuda just thought he just had a drasha to pater the Summa from Boshes. But then, once he came across, meaning that was originally his only chiddush. But then, once he came across the idea that you can pater from that you can pater him from everything, that he's patering kol mishpatim Shabbat Torah. Once he came across the drasha that we're saying right now, so then he realized that the original drasha wasn't necessary. So he's chazer from that which he patered from only Boshes. Shabbat the drasha patered mitzvah of Golos inami. Meaning, maybe he would have, had he not already had the drasha about Boshes to teach me that the Summa's pater, maybe he would have been more inclined to want a darshan psukim to lead us in the direction of Rameir that the Summa is going to be chayiv. So, in order to bias his approach a little bit, in order to incline him in the direction that the Summa is in fact going to be pater, he needed that original drasha. But once we have the final drasha that assumes pater from all sorts of mishpatim, obviously included in all sorts of mishpatim is Boshes. It's just that he never would have gotten there methodologically. He never would have gotten there to make that drasha had he not already had that original drasha. Okay, those are the two approaches of Tosos. Now says Gemara, that's in terms of dinim in the Torah. But now we have something weiter. Says the Gemara weiter, Tani Yidach, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Suma in Loboshes, V'chein Yehuda Potro, Mikol Mitzvos HaMuros B'Torah. That Suma has no Boshes, and Rabbi Yehuda paters the Suma, not just from all dinim in the Torah, but from all mitzvos in the Torah. Amar Rav Shisha Brei Ravini, my time in Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Kra, Ve'ela HaMitzvos, Hachukim v'mishpatim. Kol sheyeshno b'mishpatim, yeshno b'mitzvos v'chukim. Anyone included in mishpatim is included in mitzvos and chukim. V'kol sheyeshno b'mishpatim, yeshno b'mitzvos v'chukim. And we just had a drasha that Asuma is excluded from mishpatim. So if he's excluded from mishpatim, by definition, he's also excluded from mitzvos. Some Rav Yosef, famous comment of Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, Mirei Shava Amina, I used to think, Man di Amar Alacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Suma Pater Min HaMitzvos, that if anyone were to come along and tell me that the Alacha Zak Rabbi Yehuda who says that a Suma is Pater for Mitzvos, Ka Avinna Yomatova L'Rabbanan, I would make a Yom Tov for the Rabbanan, meaning I would make a big party for the rabbis. What does it mean? Why would he make a big party for the rabbis? Because my time, the Lom Afkinna V'Ka Avinna Mitzvos. Because Rav Yosef was blind, and Rav Yosef was saying, if you would tell me that a Suma is Pater for Mitzvos, essentially you'd be telling me that I'm such a great tzaddik, that I'm doing all of these things voluntarily, and I'm doing all these mitzvahs voluntarily, so therefore it's a great thing, therefore it must be that I'm a really great guy and I'm going to get extra schar. However, once I was educated as to Rabbi Chanina's statement, who says that Gadol Mitzuv V'Yosef Yosef Mishenu Mitzuv V'Yosef, that it's better to be commanded in the mitzvah than to not be commanded in the mitzvah, meaning that when you're Mitzuv V'Yosef, you get a greater level of schar. So Man Diamar Li Ein Alach K'Rabbi Yehuda V'Ne Yamatov L'Rabbanan. So now I'd rather hear that I'm mitzvah. I'd rather know that I'm chayv in mitzvahs, not that I'm pater in mitzvahs. So I'd much prefer if someone were to tell me that we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. My time, the chim of kadina isli igrit fei, because if I'm commanded, then I'm going to get a much greater schar. So that's the famous comment of Rav Yosef. In general, the idea of gadol ha-metzuvah v'yoseh, yoser mishein ha-metzuvah v'yoseh, so we've discussed in the past different shitos and rishonim as to why that should be the case. Meaning, logically, it seems that when you volunteer to do a mitzvah, it would seem that that volunteering should carry greater weight. It should be something that shows a much greater nedivus halev than a much greater avas Hashem than being forced to do it, than Hashem asking you to do it. So why is it that it's gadol ha-metzuva v'yosef? So Tosfos Misach Kiddushin has two terutzim. He says, number one, first of all, it could be that it's gadol ha-metzuva v'yosef because your yetzer hara is much greater when you're metzuva v'yosef. That you don't really have a yetzer hara to do things you don't have a yetzer hara not to do things that you don't have to do. Whereas when it comes to something that you have to do, so then the yetzer hara gets to work and tries to work on you not to do it. It's part of, I guess, the general idea of mayim gnuvim yimtaku, that generally speaking, people enjoy doing things that they know they enjoy. There's a certain excitement that comes with being rebellious, and that excitement is called the Yetzer Hara. So the Yetzer Hara is not there as much when you're volunteering. Adrabba, it's exciting to volunteer to do things that you're not required to do, that aren't part of, you know, the day-to-day grind of what you're required to do. So that's one approach to Tosfos. Another approach to Tosfos is forget about the Yetzer Hara. There's a certain amount of pressure when you're chayev to do something. If you know that you need to get something done, so you're working under pressure. If you know in the back of your mind that it doesn't really matter, meaning that you don't need to do something, that it will be appreciated if you do it, but if you don't do it, no one's going to say anything to you, no one's going to be bothered, so you're working with a lot less pressure. You're playing with the house's money, I think is the expression, right? You're working with a lot less pressure. The whole approach to the mitzvah and the whole way that you do the mitzvah is going to be a lot easier. So since it's a lot easier, you're going to get less schar. The Ritva, however, says what I always thought was the most pashut of all the pshatim, in terms of why gadol mitzuv v'yosef yosef mishein mitzuv v'yosef. And the Ritva just simply says, if the Ribbono Shel Olam was deciding that he wants this, you know, the Kohanim to do this mitzvah, and men to do this mitzvah, and women to do that mitzvah, it's obviously because, and the Ribbono Shel Olam said, I want this and I want that. Obviously, the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded certain people in mitzvahs. He wants them to do those mitzvahs. Otherwise, he wouldn't have commanded them. By not commanding, he's showing that he doesn't really desire that mitzvah that much. So, granted, sometimes Eina Mitzvah V'yosa, there is schar for an Eina Mitzvah V'yosa, because it shows a willingness to do for God, but it wasn't as important for him to have you do it if he didn't ask you to do it. It's much more important for him to have you do it. He obviously wants it much more from the people that he told that he wants it from. So it's the mitzvah is an expression of the Ratzon Hashem. So if it's an expression of the Ratzon Hashem, so there you have it. So that's all you need. So if you're Mitzuv V'yosu, you're doing the Ratzon Hashem. So that's one major issue over here, the general idea of Gadol Mitzuv V'yosu, Yosu Mishenu Mitzuv V'yosu. There's a lot to talk about here. We're obviously going to be somewhat limited. But if you look at Tosfos, V'cheina Hayir Rabbi Yehuda Potro, Mikol mitzvos hamurus b'Torah says Tosfos Tema Haditan Perak Hakoriyas Megillah Rabbi Domer Kol Shelo Ra Ma'oros Miyamav Lo Yifros Al Shema Afilu Ra Avinis Menami Amar Hacha Depater Mikol mitzvos VeHeich Yifros Al Shema Lahotzi Acherim. Meaning the Mishnah Megillah discusses what Rabbi Yehuda holds about someone being motzi other people in Shema. But if a person is pater, if a suma is pater in all mitzvos, so how can you even discuss whether he can be motzi other people in Shema? He's completely pater. Meaning, if you're going to assume that we're not talking about a real suma, we're talking about someone who's just sitting in a dark room, so fine, and that's a big difference between that and a blind person. But over here, it sounds like we're talking about a real summa. Mefarish Tamid Rabbi Yudah, meaning in the Bavli, it sounds like we're talking about a real summa. Mefarish Tamid Rabbi Yudah Medomer Ein Porish Mishum De Ein Nena Min Amoros. Rabbanan Savri Isle Hana Krabi Yosi Shara Summa Vavuka Biyado Amalei Bnei Avuka Zulama Amalei Kolzman Shavuka Zubiyadi Bnei Adam Roon Osi Umatzil Osi Min Apsachim Vahai Taimelo Shaychal Besumma Mamish. Meaning our Gemara implies that we're talking about a real summa. How does our Gemara imply that we're talking about a real summa in that case of Pares al Shema? Because the Gemara tells a story. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbana, the Rabbi Yehuda's reason for the summa not being Pares al Shema is because he doesn't get Hana'a from the Ma'oros. So he can't be Pares al Shema, but he must see others in Shema where there's a bracha about the Ma'oros. And the Rabbanan say, what do you mean he doesn't get Hana'a from the Ar? Maybe he doesn't get direct Hana'a from the Ar. When he opens up his eyes, he doesn't see Ar, but if there was no Ar in the world, he'd be in big trouble. And he gives the example, the story of Rabbi Yossi, who saw a Summa carrying a torch, and he said to the Summa, what do you need a torch for? You can't see it anyway. So what did the guy say? Well, Kozman Shavuka Zubiyadi, so long as I have this torch, B'nei Adam Ro'en Osiyum Atzilin Osiyum Napsachim. Other people are able to see me, they're able to locate me easily, and they're able to also see, and they're able to lead me. And therefore, the torch is very valuable to me. So don't tell me, say the Rabbanan, don't tell me that a Summa doesn't get any Hana'a from light. He absolutely gets Hana'a from light, just not directly. He needs other people to help him. This is Halacha L'maisa. Does a blind person say Pokeach Ivrim? I remember I used to drive Levi Greenspan home from YU, so he was blind, and he would say that he once told me that he asked the Shaila after he became blind whether he should say Pokeach Ivrim, and he was told yes. He was told that he should say it for this exact reason of the Rabbanan, that even though he does not directly get Hana'a from seeing, from that gift of sight that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, but he does get Hana'a from the fact that other people can see, the fact that other people were able to drive him and walk him and whatever. So he does get Hana'a from that. So that Hana'a counts for something enough that he should make a bracha of Pokeach Ivrim. But anyway, but what do you see from that whole discussion? That very, very clearly there is a you see from that discussion very clearly that we're talking about a blind person, a real blind person in the Gemara over there. But again, if his Summa is part of from all mitzvos, so what's it shayach to talk about that he's going to be Paris al Shema, that he's going to be motzi other people? So says Tosfos Vinira, the Afagav the Pater Rabbi Yehuda Summa Mikala Mitzvos, even though Summa Einachinami is part of from all mitzvos, Mikal Makom Midrabanon Chayiv. That's only on a Daraisa level. So that's also a Chiddush. You have to say that even if a Summa is part of from all mitzvos, he's chayiv on a drabana level. Why? So the svar is fascinating. It says the afal gav the isha miftar of a mitzvah seish as man grama. You're going to tell me, wait a second, when he's part of from mitzvos, that necessarily means he's chayiv midrabanan. What about an isha? An isha is part of from mitzvah seish as man grama, and we're not mechayiv her midrabanan in mitzvah seish as man grama. A woman is not chayiv in sukkah or lulav or tefillin on even a drabbanan level. So a woman is not chayiv in mitzvah shazman grama, even midrabbanan. So why should a summa be any different? Mishum shiyesh mitzvos harbe de mechayavisu. The reason is that when it comes to a woman, there are plenty of mitzvos that she is chayavis in. So since there are plenty of mitzvos, so we'll get to the point in a second. Of summa ipatartele mikala mitzvos afilu midrabbanan imkein havle kamonachri shein noig b'taris yisrael klal. If we were to exempt the summa entirely, so then he'd be like a guy. Then if you were not to, since we're saying he's not just pater from some mitzvahs, mitzvah shazman rabbi, he's pater from all mitzvahs. So if you're not going to be mechayiv midrabanan, so what's going to be the chiluk between a summa and a guy? And you don't want the summa to live like a guy. Why should he be like a guy? So in order to make him not like a guy, it has to be that the rabbanan came along and were mechayiv him in mitzvos at least on the rabbanan level. Whereas by the isha, so how many mitzvos is a woman actually pater from? The rule is mitzvah shazman grama, women are pater from, but kol sheyashnam bal tov chametz yashnam b'kom achlamatza, kol sheyashnam b'shamar yashnam b'zachar. Even within the rule, there are more exceptions than there is the rule almost. Meaning you have a dozen cases that a woman's actually pater patur from a mitzvah because it's mitzvah shazman graben. No one's going to make any mistake that a woman is not a Jew, the way she lives her life and the way she's absolutely chayeves to live her life. There was no need for the rabbanim to be mechayev them in mitzvos. So therefore, Tos concludes, since a suma is chayev midrabbanan in mitzvos, ulakach also shlora moros miyama vafilu midrabbanan lo yirfos al shema, kibin deles lehana, avlim rav, and istame chayev midrabbanan, umotzi acheri midei chavasan. So someone who's blind from birth, so he can't be paris al shema, because he has no hana, but someone who saw and then became blind, is chayev midrabbanan, he could be motzi others, that chayev da acherim nami lo mechayevi, Elamidrabanan. Then tells us is quick to add, why can it be motzi others? Because everyone else is only chayv drabanan also. The kriyashma drabanan yigam mishamesu. Because the mitzvah of kriyashma is only drabanan. Ooh, so that's very important. If he held a kriyashma's daraisa, then the summa only being chayv drabanan cannot be motzi others who are chayv. V'lo dami chiv the summa chiv the katan shigil chinuch shenel chancho. And then Tosa says something without really explaining it. He says, and don't start asking me kashas about a katan. He says, I know that a katan is also chayv midrabanan. Katan shigil chinuch is also chayv midrabanan. But we say that a katan is not able to be motzi other people in Kriya Shema. But wait a second, if everyone else is only chayv midrabanan and the katan's chayv midrabanan, why can't the katan be motzi others in Kriya Shema? So Tosa says, because by the katan's chiyuv, it's not a real chiyuv. It's enu ela lechancho. It's only there to be mechanechin. And therefore, it's not a real chiyuv and it can't be motzi others. What does that mean? It's not a real chiyuv enu ela lechancho. So Pashas, it sounds like Tosa is saying, is that there are two ways to view the mitzvah of chinuch. Is the mitzvah of chinuch that we make him a mitzvah v'yosa on a drabanan level, meaning on a daraisa level, he's named a mitzvah v'yosa. He's not commanded in mitzvahs. But on a drabanan level, we make him a mitzvah v'yosa. Or no, the mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah on the father. It's not really a mitzvah on the kid at all. The kid, be'etzem, is not chayiv in anything. It's the father's chiyuv to make him do these things. The father's chiyuv to train him in mitzvah. So if that's the case, then... if that's the case, if it's a mitzvah on the father, so then you understand there's a big difference between the sumo, where the chiv midrabanan is on him, and not on, and as opposed to the katan, where the chiv is not on him. Also, Tosa seems to be assuming against what he says elsewhere about why a katan cannot be motzi us in something like Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, let's say, is midrabanan. Let's assume it's not midrabanan Kabbalah, or assume we're talking about nighttime Mikra Megillah, which is drabanan. So you have Mikra Megillah, which is drabanan. Why can't the katan be motzi us in Mikra Megillah? So Tosa says elsewhere, Tosa says Misak to Megillah, because Enochinami, if katan is chayv midrabanan, and we're all chayv midrabanan, katan still can't be motzi us because he's trey drabanan. Because he's only drabanan for two reasons. First of all, the mitzvah is drabanan, and second of all, is chiv and mitzvahs in general is drabanan, and that's why he can't be motzias. So if that's the case, then l'chora the same should apply to Asuma. If Asuma is chayv in all mitzvahs only midrabanan, so we should say that even if Kriya Shema were drabanan, he shouldn't be able to be motzias. Tosus apparently doesn't assume that way. He doesn't assume that there's a problem of a trey drabanan being motzi a chad drabanan. So that's one ha'ara. Furthermore, there's a discussion, a major discussion in the acronym over here. What do you mean, a summa without the chiv drabanan would be like a guy? The implication of that comment is that when we say a summa is pater from mitzvos, it's not only mitzvos asay. The summa is even pater from mitzvos lo sasay. Because if he had all the mitzvos lo sasay, then what do you mean he'd be like a guy? He wouldn't be like a guy. He's not eating chazer. He's not doing any of the averos. So he wouldn't be like a guy at all. So one possibility is, no, he's for sure chayiv in the los asays. There's no question that he was chayiv in the los asays. It's just that he would still look like a guy because what distinguishes people is generally action, not inaction. Not doing something, maybe he doesn't like cheeseburgers, maybe he doesn't like to wear expensive suits with shotness in it or whatever. You can't easily distinguish a person through his inaction. A person is most easily distinguished through his action. But if you're going to assume that a summa on Darais level is really pater from Los Hases as well, sort of Chanan asks the Bam Kasha, Rav Chanan Kuntras Tiberi Sofrim says, wait a second, why is anyone ever chayiv to listen to the rabbis? Because there's a pasuk in the Torah, Lo Sasser, pasuk in the Torah that you're not allowed to veer from what the rabbis say. But wait a second, if a summa is pater from everything, even Los Hases in the Torah, why does he have to listen to the rabbis? Meaning the very idea of a chiv midrabanan on a summa shouldn't exist, because the whole idea of a chiv midrabanan only comes from a los hasei. the bomb cash of Rav Elchanan. So Rav Elchanan says a vart of like it's Ratzon HaTorah versus, you know, meaning it's Ratzon Hashem versus Devar Hashem. And Enochinami, you can't find any specific pasuk in the Torah that tells the Summa he has to listen to the rabbis because the Summa is not bound by any of the requirements in the Torah, but it's clearly Ratzon Hashem that he followed the rabbis. It's clearly Ratzon Hashem that he has some sense of religious direction. And that enough is able to be Mechayev. That's quite a chiddush. And Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that no, that he's not chayiv in losaseh, but losaseh is such an all-encompassing losaseh, and so basic to just the basic functioning of Jewish society, that it has to be that he's included in losaseh. That even if he's excluded from every other losaseh, has to be he's included in losaseh. Sounds like it's much easier to go down the other path, to say that a suma is included in all losaseh, and that the reason that Tosa says he's indistinguishable if we're not mechayiv in midrabanan is because a person only distinguishes himself with action, not with inaction. That seems like the much easier road to go down, because otherwise dealing with Rav Elchanan's kasha is murderous. It's a very, very difficult kasha. Why a suma should ever have to listen to the rabbis in the first place? Okay, there's obviously a lot more here, but you know, there's the rest of the daf to do as well. So says the Mishnah, Zeh chomer ba'adam yibashar. The following is a chomer that Adam has over Shar. Adam mishalim nezek tzar ripoy shavas uboshes, umishalim mevlados. Adam pays the five payments, and mevlados if he hits a pregnant woman and causes her to miscarry. V'sharin mishalim ele nezek, upatr mi demevlados. So Shar only pays nezek, and is patr from demevlados. Hamakas of vesimel v'asabahin chabura v'chavul b'chaver b'yom kippurim chayiv b'kulan. If a person hits his father or mother, and does not make a chabura, and we discussed it yesterday, what exactly chabura is. Or he's chavul b'chaver on yom kippur, he's chayiv in everything. There's no kam lebidrab mineh, because he's not chayiv misa, unless he makes a chabura. And by yom kippur, he's not chayiv misa, because it's only yom kippur, it's not Shabbos, there's only misa b'de shemayim, there's no misa b'de adam. Hachodes chiv kares. Hachovel be'evid ivri, if someone hits an evid ivri, chayiv b'kulan, chutz min ha-sheves b'zman shu shalom. He's chayiv in everything except for Sheves, if the Eved belongs to you, because the work that he does, you own anyway. So he's not going to be chayv in Sheves when he works for you. Hachovel b'Eved Kanani shel acherim chayv b'kulam. Someone is chovel in Eved Kanani that belongs to someone else, so you chayv in everything. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain lavad in boshes. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you hit an Eved that belongs to someone else, you're not going to have to pay boshes, because an Eved is not included in boshes. An Eved doesn't have boshes, so there's no need to pay the boshes payment to an Eved. Fine. Now some just general statements. Cherishot of a katan b'giyasan ra. Don't start up with the cherishot of a katan, because you can only lose. You can never win. Hachovel b'hem chayiv v'hem shachovel b'acherim p'turin. Because if you beat them up, you're going to be chayiv for wounding them. They hurt you, they're going to be patur. So it's a really bad idea to start up with them. Ha'eved v'isha b'giyasan ra. An eved and an isha. Also, it's a bad idea to start up with them. It's bad to encounter them in a threatening way, because achovel behem chayiv veim shachovel ba'acherim paturin. Because again, if you're chovel them, you're going to be chayiv. If they're chovel you, they're going to be pater. Aval mishalman liachazman. But at least they pay liachazman. So meaning, what does it mean they pay liachazman? If they hurt you, they're not totally off the hook. Niskarsha isha shtachra eved. If the Isha gets divorced and therefore she has control of her money, or the Eved gets freed, so then they are Chayav L'Shalim. Meaning, unlike a Katan, where a Katan is simply not a Bar Chiyuv at all, so Cherishot of a Katan that hurts you is simply the Pater, because there's simply no Chiyuv is generated by any of his actions, so that's why he's Pater. When it comes to the Eved and the Isha, when they do something, there is a Chiyuv that's generated. It's just practically they can't pay you because they don't have any money. And there's no way that they can get money to pay you, because Mashkan Eved Kana Rabo and Mashkan Sisha Kana Baila. So whatever she has or he has doesn't really belong to them, it really belongs to the master slash husband. So it's not that there's no Chiv generated. So since there is a Chiv generated, it's just sort of hovering for a while and waiting for to apply, but it's there in the background the entire time. So as soon as they have the ability to pay, as soon as they become financially independent and they're able to pay, then they're going to have to pay. So that's the idea. They were chayv the whole time. They just didn't have what to pay. Because even the nichse meluk, which the woman has the kinyan agufan, the woman owns her nichse meluk, but the husband has the kinyan aperusan. So she can't go and use it to pay because she's not allowed to rob her husband's kinyan aperus. Okay. Good, says the Mishnah writer, Hamaka of Vima Vasabahan Khabura. Oh, if someone hits his parents and he makes a chabur in them, he actually causes a wound. V'achavul b'chaveru b'shabbos, or someone who's chavul b'chaveru on Shabbos. So it's not Yom Kippur. So now you're talking dealing with chiv skila, pater mikulan mepneshu who need don b'nafshos. Then he's pater from everything because he's going to be chayv misa, and that's the general rule. Kam lebedrav mine. If he's chayv misa, he's going to be pater from any tashlumin. V'achavul b'eved kanani shalom, pater mikulan. If someone is chovel in his own eved kanani, he's pater from everything. Meaning we had earlier in the Mishnah chovel b'eved kanani. Where the Tanakhama said you're chayiv in everything, and Rabbi Yehuda said you're chayiv in everything but Boshes, that you can't be chayiv in Boshes. But now we're talking about your own Eved Kanani. So if it's your own Eved Kanani, you're totally off the hook, you're part from everything. So says the Gemara, Bar Minei Rabbi Lazar Mei Rav, Hachovel Bebas Ketana Shel Achirim, Chavol Lami. Let's say you're Chovel, someone else's young daughter. Who gets the payment? Do we say that since all Shvach Ne'urim goes to the father, so the Chavala also goes to the father? Because by being Chaval her, you cause her to be worth less, and therefore that is directly Nogaya to the father.
Or
maybe no. Shvach Ne'urim you'd give to the father because the father has some control over who she's going to marry, over her kesef kiddushin. So since if you wanted to give her to a mukashchin, it's biyado to give her to whoever he wants to give her, so the kesef kiddushin goes to the father, because kiddushin is totally within his hands. But chavala is not something he has the rights over. He doesn't have the rights over her chavala. So maybe if he doesn't have the rights to her chavala, what does it mean he doesn't have the rights to her chavala? He's not allowed to hit her. He has no right to just go hit her. So since he doesn't have the right to hit her, so mela he wouldn't be entitled to that money. So the answer is he does not get the chavala money. The Torah is only mizaka the father and shvach neurim and nothing else. But wait a second, we said that if you're chavul, the our Mishnah said that if you're chavul in Eved Ivri, you're chayv in everything except for Sheves, when the Eved belongs to you. So it says, what's the Kasha? So it says Rashi, when a Sheves b'zman Sheves shalov lo be'eved da'achir d'nosin shivcha l'rabo, as opposed to the Eved that belongs to someone else, where you would give the shivcha l'rabo, where you would give the Sheves to the master. But katani mias, what do we see bottom line? The Eved Ivri shalov pater. Why are you pater from paying the Sheves to your own Eved Ivri? Because his Maisi Yadayim belong to you. So why don't you get to take your daughter Sheves? Meaning we talk about you being Chovel in your daughter. We said that someone's Chovel in your daughter, that the person who's Chovel in your daughter is going to have to pay you everything. Well, why should he pay you? He's going to have to pay her everything, we just said, because you don't have the rights over her Chavala. You're not allowed to hit her. So when someone else hits her, they're going to pay her. They're not going to pay you. But if you have the rights to her Maisi Yadayim, if you have the rights of Maisi Daim, shouldn't they at least pay you the Sheves? The Kashal Rav, Dharma Lozuk Sator Lav, El Shvach Nurum Bavad, Devade Afilu Chavala Sukhsalo. You have to say that on some level the Sheves payment for the Chavala of the Torah was Mazaka to the father. So Rabbi, Mod Rav Besheves, the Maisi Yada, Achas Bagru Savu Ahavi. So yeah, Enochinami, Rav is Mod by the Sheves payment. It's the other payments that you give directly to the daughter. It's Dafka the Sheves, but by the Sheves payment, Enochinami, Rav will be Mod that goes to the father, because the Maisi Yadayim, until she's an adult, all goes to the father. If someone is chovel on his older son, so the Torah is not mezaka the father in anything in the older son, right? So he has to pay him right away. If it's bibno katan yasalo segula, which the Gemara is going to discuss soon, what exactly a segula is, but you do something to set up some trust fund for him for later on. Hachovel bibito katana pater, but if someone Amrus Chavlin is Bito Katana, he's Pater, Lo Odel Acherim Shechavluba Chayavim Litin Lavia. But not only that, if other people are Chavl her, they have to pay the father. But I thought Rav said they have to pay her, that the only Shvach Nurim goes to the father, the Chavl doesn't go to the father. It says Gemara Hachnam B'Sheves. No, what goes to the father? The Sheves payment goes to the father because she her Maisi Yadayim go to the father. So now, once we quoted that Brisa where we talk about B'no Gadol, so now we're going to get into that. B'no Gadol Yitin Lo Miyad, really, when you're Chavl B'no Gadol, you pay right away. Urimin Hu, Hachav B'banu B'nosov Shal Acherim Gadolim, Yitin Miyad, Ketanim Yasalem Skula, B'banu B'nosov Shalo, Pater. But it says B'ferish, if you're Chavl and your own children, you're Pater. Sami Lo Kasha, Kan Kishasamkum Al Shulchano, Kan Kshem Samkhan Al Shulchano. Depends whether they live in your house, whether they live under your roof or not. So B'mayu Kim to the Kamaisa, B'she'in Samkhan Al Shulchano. So when did we say that if you're Chavl in your son, you're going to have to pay him biyad when he doesn't rely on you for support? But if that's what the first Brisa was talking about, when he doesn't rely on you for support, Ema Seifa, that if you're chavl in your daughter, your pater, and if other people are chavl in her, they pay the father. But shouldn't they pay her? I mean, if the whole Bryce is talking about Shein Samchan Shulchano, Ms. Thomas is talking about the girl also is Ein Samchan Shulchano. So if she's not Samchan Shulchano, so you should give her the payment because she needs mizonos. So and even if you're going to say that a master could tell an Eved, look, work for me, but I'm not going to support you, that's by an Eved where you could say, look, work all day, and then at night, go out and sachar v'yachal, and go find some more work so you can go eat something. But when it comes to an Eved Ivri, you're not allowed to make any such deal with him, that I want your Maisi Yadayim, but guess what, I'm not going to pay you, I'm not going to give you mizonos. You can't say that to an Eved Ivri. Kolshkein Bito, you think you can say that to your daughter? If the daughter is not Samech Al Shulchano, if you're not giving her mizonos, how can you say that you're entitled to her Maisi Yadayim and therefore entitled to Chavala payments that she gets? Absolutely not. You're not giving her any mizonos. No, we're not talking about the mizonos itself, we're talking about the hadafa, the mizonos, the extra payments. So b'mayu kimta l'b'sraisa b'somchan al shulchano. Now the second price that we said is talking about where they are somchan al shulchano. Gedolim yitin lem yad, ketanim yaslem segula. So we said the gedolim you pay right away, and ketanim you make a segula. Amai, lavim by lemisvi. Why don't you just give it to their fathers? Why would you make a skula? Samri kika kapid b'midi de kachaser. B'midi dasa b'alma lo kapid. Now the father's only going to be makbid to receive payment for something that costs him money. But something that comes out of nowhere, such as you were chavul in the child, didn't cost the father anything, he's not going to be so makbid to receive the payment himself. I have a metzia de mi'alma kasi v'lehuva kakapid. What about metzia where it comes me'alma and he's still makbid? Samri ravcha de kasi l'me'alma kapid. He's makbid when it comes me alma, and there's no and the child didn't suffer for it like the metziah. But when there's tsar on the guf, meaning when the child suffered in order to be able to get it, so the father feels bad taking the money himself. He'll say, look, the kid suffered enough. Let the kid have the money if he suffered for it. Okay, I guess we're in the middle of the conversation, but we'll pick up there tomorrow. It's not so hard to pick up from there.